KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. First in volleyball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan defeating Atlantic 3-0. Lewis Central a 3-2 winner over Clarinda. Creston beat Denison in 3 straight. St. Albert falling to Kemper Catholic 3-1. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Missouri Valley over Riverside 3-0. Trainer beating Audubon 3-1. Manning, IKM Manning over Griswold 3-0. And Tri-Center swept 3 from Logan Magnolia. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, Cam over Booyer Valley 3-0. Exira EHK swept 3 from Charter Oak Ute. It was Arweva topping West Harrison 3-0. And Coon Rapids Baird with a 3-game sweep over Woodbine. In the Corner Conference, Stanton beat Bedford in 3 straight. Essex over Heartland Christian 3-0. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Earlham over Lennox 3-2 last night. Well, the girls' volleyball rankings, the fourth of the season, out yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, Janesville tops the list again this week. Springville and Tripola, along with Hudson and Grandview Christian, round out the top five. Sydney is ranked 11th this week. In Class 2A, it's Western Christian, Sumner, Fredericksburg, and Unity Christian, the top three. Tri-Center ranked 4th, and Lake Mills is 5th. St. Albert is at 9 this week, and Trainer is ranked 10th. In 3A, Dyke New Hartford is top-rated with Kemper Catholic at number 2 this week. West Delaware, Union, and Mount Vernon are the top 5. In Class 4A, Bishop Heelan Catholic, Pella, Marion, Charles City, and Dubuque Wallard are the top 5 rated squads. Lewis Central is number 7. Harlan ranked 12th this week. Ankeny Centennial tops the Class 5A list this week. In high school swimming last night, Atlantic a winner in girls swimming as they beat the combined team of Abe Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, St. Albert by a point total of 103-64. McKenna Ewalt and Cambry Miller, they won 4 times last night. Ewalt was the 100 and 200-meter freestyle winner. Ewalt was also part of the 200 and 400-meter relays. Miller took the 50 and 400-meter freestyles, and she was also part of the 400 free as well as the 200-meter medley relay. Anna Maria Lowry won the 200-meter individual medley. Jessica Hartwig won the 100-meter breaststroke. Hartwig also was part of 2 relays. Lowry part of another relay winner. Madeline Kicklin and Claire Christensen also were helped out in those relay victories last night for Atlantic. In high school cross country last night, the Shenandoah boys and girls both took titles in Corning at the Southwest Valley meet. Shenandoah Essex with just 25 points. East Union with 89 and Clarinda 103 were the top 3 teams. Claire Campbell was, or rather, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills was the individual champion in that meet last night. Claire Campbell of Shenandoah Essex finishing in 2nd place. On the boys' side, Shenandoah edged Red Oak 44-51 to win the race. Riverside placed 3rd. Otis Pacheco of Riverside, the individual champion last night. Southwest Iowa's Stephen McGee was the runner-up. Also in high school cross country last night at the Panorama Invitational, Nottoway Valley boys were winners last night, as Reagan Weinheimer was the individual champion for Nottoway Valley, picking up the victory. Kate Crawford, actually that's on the girls' side, Kate Crawford of ACGC finishing in 2nd place. Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning and Caitlin Holliday also finished in the top 10. Caitlin Holliday from CAM last night. Holliday was 9th, Spohr placing 7th in that meet. Also last evening, Nottoway Valley on the boys' side, 67 points as they won the title. ACGC placing 2nd in that meet. Also that's in cross country last night. Now tonight we've got high school football here on the radio for you. The Atlantic Trojans hoping to get over the hump this week as they travel to take on the Winterset Huskies. The Trojans have suffered a couple of straight close losses to Shenandoah and Denison, and they hope they can finish off this week to get a win. Head coach Mike McDermott said an emphasis for his team this week has been just to find a way to win.
Sounds pretty simplistic, but one of our goals this week is just find a way to win. You know, we've been so close. Just a one play or two plays here or there. So we actually have a drill in practice. We ran it on Wednesday. It's called Find a Way to Win. And really it's just a competitive drill amongst our kids. And the winner is the winner and everybody else has some push-ups. So it's a focus this week. And, you know, we're going to have to find a way, whether that's offense, defense, or special teams. We're going to need all three to be successful.
The Trojans will be playing a winner set team that has the same thoughts, as they've come up just short in their last two games, including a 17-13 loss to ADM last week. Coach McDermott knows that the Huskies are a tougher challenge than their 0-3 record would suggest.
Yeah, and we're going to their place. They're, in my opinion, probably one of the best teams that's 0-3 in the state. They've played a real tough schedule. They've got some big play threats. Boy, their tailback and their quarterback are going to give our defense a test. It'll be their best test. Their tailback is faster than anybody we have on our team. So we're going to need to get four or five guys around the football for us to have a chance and keep the game close.
Winterset head coach Zach Sweeney talked about establishing the run as being a focus for his team, with running back Brad Benshoof already carrying the ball 56 times for 296 yards and a score. Coach Sweeney also talked about setting the tone on defense by trying to shut down Atlantic's run game.
Coach McDermott's done a nice job over there and got some names that we're familiar with Atlantic over the years. Done a nice job focusing in, you know, on establishing, you know, a solid run game with, you know, two backs that can grind it out on you and run you over and have some explosion too. And then with that pass game, a couple of receivers along with that quarterback that can make some plays. So defensively, no bones about it. We'll have to be ready to stop the run. On offense, once again, try for us to establish that line of scrimmage, and then hopefully we could make a play or two over the top as well.
We'll have live coverage of the Trojans and the Huskies tonight here on KJAN. You can catch our weekly Pick'em show, Who's Going to Win, at 6 o'clock. The Dvorak Tire and Service pregame show is underway at 6:30 tonight. Kickoff at 7:30. It'll be an hour-long pregame to get you ready. Chris Parks, Mike Smith will have the call here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can also listen online at KJAN.com and on the KJAN app. And you can watch the game with us. We'll have live streaming video on the TV page at KJAN.com this evening. That's Class 3A District 7 play tonight. Atlantic at Winterset. Other games in that district tonight: Glenwood at Harlan, Creston at Denison, ADM at Carroll. In 2A District 7, Underwood is at East Sac County. Shenandoah hosts South Central Calhoun. Kemper Catholic is at Clarinda. Red Oak at Southeast Valley. In 1A District 7, Trainer is at Missouri Valley. Logan Magnolia visits IKM Manning. ACGC is at AHSTW. Odebold Arthur BCIG at Tri-Center. Class A action tonight in District 7. Nottoway Valley is at Riverside. Griswold goes to Southwest Valley. Earlham is at Martinsdale St. Mary. Southeast Warren plays at St. Albert. In 8-man football tonight in District 6, Bedford is at Lamoni. East Union at Mormon Trail. Lennox at Murray. And Stanton is at Wayne. In District 7, Cam on the road at East Mills. Exira EHK visits Essex. Clarinda Academy is at Woodbine, while Fremont Mills plays at Sydney. In 8-man District 8, Arweva at Coon Rapids Bayard tonight. Audubon travels to West Harrison. Bowyer Valley is at Charter Oak Ute, and Glidden-Ralston plays at River Valley. In college football, the 6th-ranked Houston Cougars are 3-0 after scoring 4 unanswered touchdowns in the fourth quarter in a 40-16 victory against Cincinnati last night. The Cougars trailed 16-12 early in the final period until Greg Ward Jr. ran for a pair of touchdowns. Ward was 24 of 36 for 326 yards, one touchdown and two interceptions after missing the Cougars' last game with a sore shoulder. He also had 73 yards on the ground. Stanford's football and softball teams have been found guilty of multiple NCAA violations. The school announced those violations along with a $5,000 fine. One football player received about $3,500 in impermissible benefits, and the softball team violated the participation rule that limits practice and playing time to 20 hours per week. These are Stanford's first major violations, which occurred in 2014. The Buffalo Bills spent halftime of Thursday night's game retiring jersey number 78 in honor of NFL all-time sacks leader Bruce Smith, who played 15 of his 19 seasons for the team. Smith was about the only hint of defense put on display by the Bills as they surrendered 493 total yards in a 37-31 loss to the New York Jets last night. The Jets had a 100-yard rusher and a pair of 100-yard receivers as they beat Buffalo for the first time in their last six meetings. Matt Forte ran for 3 touchdowns and finished with an even 100 yards on 30 carries to help New York bounce back from last weekend's 23-22 loss to Cincinnati. Well, the Houston Texans certainly aren't dwelling on their 30-0 wildcard playoff loss to the Kansas City Chiefs as they prepare to face them again on Sunday. However, it's impossible to forget the embarrassing home defeat in January in their first playoff game since 2012. though that game wasn't very long ago, a lot has changed for the Texans since. The biggest difference is an upgraded quarterback in Brock Osweiler after Brian Hoyer had 5 turnovers in that playoff loss. Houston also added running back Lamar Miller and drafted receiver Will Fuller in the first round to add more weapons to an offense featuring DeAndre Hopkins. This will be the third time these teams have met in just more than a year after they opened the season against each other last season. The fact that all 3 games have been in Houston adds to the oddity as well. We'll have that game Sunday for you, Chiefs and the Texans, here on the radio. In baseball last night, fist-pumping Johnny Cueto pitched a 5-hitter and retired the final 17 batters, and the San Francisco Giants gained ground in the playoff race with a 6-2 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals late last night. The Cardinals' loss clinched the National League Central title for the Chicago Cubs. St. Louis is opening up a 10-game road trip, its final trip of 2016. San Francisco gained a game on division-leading L.A., who are ahead by 4 after losing at Arizona. Giants also moved a game ahead of the Mets in the chase for the top NL wild card. They're 2 games up on the Cardinals. Also in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia 15-2, Milwaukee over Chicago 5-4, Arizona 7-3 over L.A. Stephen Vogt drove in 5 runs. Ryan Healy hit a mammoth 3-run homer, and the Oakland Athletics routed the Kansas City Royals 14-5 last night. The A's outscored the Royals 43-12, the largest Oakland run differential in a 4-game series in franchise history. Elsewhere in the AL, Minnesota beat Detroit 5-1, White Sox over Cleveland 2-1, Tampa Bay 7-6 over Baltimore, Boston beat the Yankees 7-5, Toronto 7-2 over the LA Angels. That's a look at sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.